This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is a hot dog a sandwich? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Well, we did it again. We got emails from Bree and Andrew and Kaylee. One of them got it right, said, I feel like this has been happening more and more. Like when you play Master of Movies, the movie's explained and someone gets excited and you go on a tangent and the title of the movie's never said. And right, we never actually confirmed the movie's name that we were looking for in the last segment playing Master of Movies is Signs.
Oh, yeah. God.
From 2002. Right. We all knew it and we're arguing about whether it was or wasn't dumb that aliens are trying to attack a planet that's 75% water and that's what they're... Kryptonite is, but anywho, yes, Signs was the movie. Sorry about that. We also got this note from Louie.
Hey, Louie.
Or Louis, could be. Dawn was being so funny. She said, you know, Circles, the social media positivity app where you make recommendations. She said I could run the fat section, whatever that would be.
There's all these categories. Yeah. You know?
This guy emailed in. He said, in response to Dawn, when she said that Rob could run the fat section, I don't think Rob is going to run anywhere at his weight.
He'll lark there.
What a great time to move into some food and news.
Yay.
Featuring Kyle's updated version of the food news song celebrating my apparent obesity.
Food is what makes Rob super fat.
Super fat.
He's eating mayonnaise straight from the vat.
Get it
in
a vat.
Dude, for reals, that's one too many meals. Soon your pants will not fit your way.
They're fine.
Dude, seriously, dude, you're much food. It's time for Rob to start a diet.
Food news is news about food.
Nom, 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 nom.
Now, I had to get this story in for topical reasons, but quick disclaimer.
All right, topical reasons. Mm. Not that this is your favorite feature now.
Quick disclaimer. We're not interested in your favorite sandwich shop.
Oh, yeah.
We don't care about which chain you think is best. We certainly don't care about your local favorite sandwich store, wherever you are. Because the minute you start that, it's like 99% tune out. So just shut up. All right?
If we cared what you like and what you favorite, we could always go to your Circles profile right. If we used our own Circles app.
So it's just a little story. Topical because tomorrow is April 20th and Jimmy John's is celebrating 420. As the sandwich chain is offering a brand new, what they call, deliciously dope dime bag.
Oh, a dime bag? That's great.
It includes a smoked, ham and provolone cheese sandwich topped with jalapeno ranch, extra oregano basil, sliced pickles, crispy jalapenos, fresh sliced lettuce and tomato. On the side, a salty crisp Jimmy John's pickle spear, crunchy Jimmy John's chips, and a gooey fudge chocolate brownie, and of course, it's $10. Get it? It's a dime bag, but they missed
their opportunity, and I don't know if they do this there or not. A lot of sandwich shops do. Should have made it a wrap.
Oh, that's what? Roll it up.
They went this way instead. In addition to the meal, the deliciously dope dime bag does come with a special treat. It's technically a crumb catcher, right? But it's actually a Jimmy John's branded rolling tray.
Oh, cool. Okay, all right. That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
apparently, Jimmy John's has done something for 420 the last few years, so maybe they started with the whole rat. I don't know. I just.
And it's a good thing they're making clear as to what they're celebrating on 420. It's actual 420.
Yes, it's.
And not Hitler.
Right, it's not Hitler's birthday.
You don't want to leave that part out. Yeah, we're celebrating 420.
Now, is there anything in that brownie?
Hey. Mm-hmm. I mean, all they're telling us is that it's fudge and chocolate.
Yeah. They can do that. Restaurants do that, right? I mean, do they have to be a pot restaurant?
They can't just be.
But they tell you in the restaurant because it's legal.
They have to be specifically licensed for it. Yeah.
Oh, so they could.
A specific restaurant. Rob, you've reported about a place down in L.A. that does this, right?
No. I know those, but I mean, like, now we're getting into like other. Like it's an actual restaurant that serves all types of food, and if you wanted, they got some of that too.
if they were willing to go through the trouble to get licensed. And yeah, in the case of a national chain, it would have to be each individual's place.
Kind of like how you get a liquor license.
Would have to
do it. Serve non-alcoholic and alcohol.
You couldn't do it as a chain because it's federally illegal. So you would have to do it in your local regions where you could do it. We got this email from Justin. He says, you guys were talking about Dr. Pepper's new summertime soda. Yes, they're doing a coconut version of Dr. Pepper. We talked about that yesterday.
God, vomit.
This sparked a question for Rob. Knowing you are a cigar smoker, I'm curious if you have a favorite soda and cigar combo. Mine right now is the Oliva V cigar with either the original Dr. Pepper or a Jones cream soda. I have found that the cream sodas go well with a lot of darker cigars. I'm curious if Rob enjoys soda and cigars now that you are no longer drinking, because that's a very popular thing, is you smoke a cigar and you pair it with something that goes well with the flavor of the cigar. Usually it's like a bourbon or a whiskey or a certain types of red wine, things like that. And actually, I have an answer for you. Unfortunately, I mean, there's a bad side to it, but there's a good side to it. So Canada Dry came out with a version of their ginger ale called Bold, and it's a spicier version of their original ginger ale. However, I found out recently they discontinued it.
Oh.
So I went to Amazon. I bought out Amazon. We've got like a corner of the room of the Bold.
What?
Because it goes great with cigars. But you can make your own version of this.
Oh, gosh.
And I guess it would come down to why you're asking, like, because like if you're like in that zone of I'm in AA or I'm such a recovering alcoholic, like I won't even eat something that has a wine sauce, or even though all the alcohol is cooked out, you're not going to like this idea. But if you just take regular ginger ale and you add bitters, just regular bitters to it, it tastes just like, it adds the same spiciness.
And, oh, okay.
And the issue there is that bitters, even though you can buy them if you're under legal drinking age, They do technically have an alcohol content. Like, for example, so some people, like the AA mindset, would be like, nope, not going to do it. Or like if you're going to get tested, like a urinalysis for alcohol for some reason, a job interview that you can't ever drink at, or you're a pilot and they might randomly test you, you might within up to 72 hours show a little bit of alcohol in your system just from bit. It's a very complicated thing that.
Oh, dang.
So anyway, but yes, that's what I like. Ginger ale is the one.
Ooh,
with
see,
cigars.
Now you're bringing up ginger ale, and have you tried, there's zero sugar ginger ale. It's really, really good. Sometimes the zero sugar stuff can be, and I don't really do sodas in general. And usually if I'm going to, it's going to be real Coke as opposed to Diet Coke. But for some reason with this ginger ale, my husband had it in there. And it had the zero sugar, and it is really good. It literally doesn't taste any different. I had to question if it actually was zero sugar, and I didn't look to see what fakeness they're doing in there because I didn't want to ruin my experience of it. And it was a small tiny can.
And I mean, really, really, am I gonna worry about the fakeness in a zero sugar soda while I'm smoking a cigar?
Right.
I mean, come on. But, you know, what a hypocrite. Hello, Andrew. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yesterday, after you guys talked about that, you know, the coconut Dr. Pepper, I happened to see it at a grocery store yesterday and picked it up and tried it. Four out of the five people in my family liked it. The wife wasn't too keen on it, but it does have like a slight, you know, cream soda flavor with a coconut aftertaste, more than just like, you know, slapping you in the face with a coconut.
Awesome. Okay. That's right. Good to know.
Thank you for the review, and I will be awaiting your Dr. Rob letter about your marriage falling apart.
What?
Let's get to Win Rob's Change. We are doing a mega bucket again with Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, taking us on some journey of facts, words, phrases, song titles. A lot of us don't know. I mean, I know because I have the answer and I know what she's doing, but. I mean, at this point, it's like, can you make sense of this and put it into a number? If so, and you give it to us right now, you will win. Remember, there is a second person who will win using the Circles with an S app. That whole opportunity ends tonight, though. So you're going to have to get your guesses in. I'll explain all of that after we get caller 18 to win Rob's Change right now at 888-989-9811.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.